This is Nathan.
Hi, my name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide opinion poll for South Dakota. Newswatch and the Cheeseman, a Center for Democracy, of providing accurate public opinion of citizens' preference to better inform policymakers in the state. Are you registered to vote in South Dakota?
Yes.
And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, what is your current official party of voter registration? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other party?
Independent.
Now, there is a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota that would provide for the regulation of abortion based on stage of pregnancy. It proposes the following. During the first time start, it would prevent the state from regulating abortion. During the second, the state could regulate the abortion decision, but any regulations must be reasonably related to the physical health of the mother. During the third time start, abortion could be prohibited except if it is necessary to preserve the life or health of the pregnant woman, according to her physician. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's constitution?
I would say I would probably support that.
Okay. Another proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota would establish open primaries for government, Congress, state legislative, and county races. All candidates, regardless of party, would be on the same primary ballot, and the top two vote getters would advance to the general elections. Do you support or oppose this proposal amendment to South Dakota's constitution?
Yeah, sure. Support that.
A proposal constitutional amendment in South Dakota would eliminate the state's 4.5% grocery tax, prohibiting the state from taxing anything sold in human consumption, except alcohol, beverages, and prepared food. Municipalities may continue to impose such taxes. Do you support or oppose this proposal amendment to South Dakota Constitution?
I will support that one.
Would you support or oppose a change in state law to create a school voucher system which would allow parents to use the state tax dollars designated for their child's education to pay to send them to a private or charter school? Do you support, oppose, or undecided?
I would oppose that one.
And thank you for your patience. Thinking about candidates running for office, such as government, senator, or state legislator, how does a candidate support for Donald Trump factor into your voting decision? Would only vote for a candidate if they support Trump, or more likely to support a candidate if they support Trump? Less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, or will not vote for a candidate if they support Trump, or support of Trump is not a factor in your decision?
I am less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump.
Okay. And again, thinking about candidates running for offices such as governor, senator, or state legislator, if Donald Trump is convicted of criminal charges, how would that affect your vote regarding candidates that continue to support him?
I would not vote for them, period.
Okay. From the choices that I've had here, let me just read them for you and tell me which one. I have will only vote for the candidate if they support Trump, or more likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, or less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, or will not vote for a candidate if they support Trump, or support of Trump is not a factor in your decision.
Will not support a candidate if they support Trump, or will not vote for a candidate if they support Trump.
Now, we would like to ask you a few questions about the health of democracy. In general, how confident are you that American elections results reflect the will of the people? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not confident at all?
Very confident.
And do you accept the outcome of the 2020 presidential elections or not?
I do accept those.
And how much trust, if any, do you have in each of the following? Here's the first one. Local elections officials in your county. A great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, or no trust at all?
I'd say a fair amount of trust.
The other one says, state elections officials in South Dakota. A great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not too much or not at all?
I would say not too much on that one.
Elections officials in Democratic states. A great deal of trust. A fair amount of trust, not too much, or not at all?
A fair amount of trust.
And my last one, elections officials in Republican states.
I would say fair amount of trust on those.
Okay. And thank you for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. And which one of the following best describes your view of American democracy today? Here's the first one. American democracy is under attack, or American democracy is being tested. This is no current threat to American democracy.
I would say tested.
And please tell me if you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. Here's the first one. It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American culture and values. Is that a strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I would say somewhat agree.
The other one says, it is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American democracy. Is that strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I'd say somewhat agree.
And what is your age? Are you 18, 34, 35, 49, 50, 64, or older than 65?
It's 35 to 39?
Yes, sir. Okay.
Yeah, so 39.
Okay. And regardless of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have yourself a great night. Thank you again,
sir. You too.
Bye-bye.